Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is another day here in the Atomcast studio. The light is on. We are ready to rock. Although it is not Friday, so it's not time to rock. It's not the day to rock. That is, of course, Fridays. Get that out of my way. What's up, everybody? How are you? Hopefully you are having a wonderful day. That's all I hope for the day. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I've been trying to get this monitor working, and it is super frustrating. I can't get it to work. I have this issue where I can't play smooth videos for you guys from this monitor here, so I got a new monitor, and it just doesn't seem to work, and it's been, it's frustrating, but that's all right. I'll get it figured out. I got my best tech guy on it right now. He's trying to figure it out for me. But anyway, smash that like button because, you know it's going to be a good show. I'm going to spin the UFO in, can you not even see the UFO? What's up with that? What's going on? Why is it so low? Can I get this going on and get that out of the way? I'm so professional here in the Atomcast studio. We try to keep it as professional as possible. Let me get that. Ooh, that's a good, you can kind of see it's levitating. Wait, a little bit more. There we go. That is the perfect setup for the UFO. Now you can officially see it. And yes, I did jiggle the handle. Dude named Clem. I did. No worries. It still doesn't work. But that's all right. No worries. Today we got an interesting episode. We're going to be talking about Texas finally going 100% freedom. All right? They're going free. No more mask mandate. No more anything. Business is 100% open. We'll talk about it. Then we'll talk about some other things about how in other places they're now asking for 3 masks. And we saw this coming. I kind of joked about it when they were saying 2 masks and now it's 3 masks. So when is it going to end? Who knows? I think they're just trying to see how far they can push people. Then it is Dr. Seuss's birthday today. And of course, they are trying to cancel him. Now, he has some rather spicy cartoons from the past. And I'm going to show them. They have been edited so that they are not 100% spicy anymore. So I can show them to you. I had my amazing artist alter them a little bit just so that they're not 100% original. Now you can see what the original would be. I just altered a little bit so that it would be kosher, I guess. Anyway, we'll see about it. Yeah, so they're talking about Gavin Newsom is pissed about it. I actually have his tweet, so we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about China's lies. All right, now get this. China is straight up coming out and saying the U.S., the United States, have violated human rights acts. Like we are causing issues because of how badly we handled the coronavirus. They are straight up pointing the finger at us and going, human rights violations. The U.S., they did a terrible job at COVID. Okay, so I have a few things to say about that. And we'll get into that. And then I have some other things that maybe I'll get into at the end of the show if we do end up making it there, because it's going to be an interesting episode. All right, so before we do, make sure you subscribe below, please, and share this video. It really does help me grow. Sharing the video, I think, does the most. In fact, my mom actually just sent me this thing on... someone's on TikTok basically saying celebrities who voted for Trump, and I'm like the third person there, and it's like this picture from like a Ralph Lauren ad that I did. It's just like, oh snaps, someone thinks I'm a celebrity. I've made it, mom. Of course, she's the one who found it too. And I was like, that's interesting. Like, who is this person? I look on the page, and they also have a YouTubers to follow, and then they have me on there too. So thank you to whoever did that. I appreciate you. Obviously, you watch my show and appreciate the things that I do. So if you're watching right now, thank you for posting those things. It's quite nice. And and if you would like to support me directly, you can actually go to my webpage, adamkrigler.net. You can see all my videos. You got my podcast. I got the coffee shop. But also, there is the donate page that you can find my P.O. box. And you can send me stuff. Oh, that is not my... What is going on here? Hold on. Oh, wrong page. Here we go. Okay, there we go. So there is my P.O. box. And, of course, it is this whole monitor situation. And you know how I do. Anyway, so there's my P.O. box. P.O. box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. You can check me out there and send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send you some stickers. And that's basically it. If you want to send me stuff, too, that's cool. People send me some really cool things. In fact, this is not something people have sent me. This is just really cool. Check this out. This is, I just got this. It is the Gina Carano Cara Dune figure from the original Kenner. And I love this size. I actually have the original Darth Vader. I have, who else do I have? I think I have C-3PO also. I don't have a lot of them, but I have the original Vader, which is pretty cool. And this is Kenner. And they're actually the ones that made the original Star Wars. They've been making Star Wars figures since the very beginning, which is it's a pretty cool story. So I'm pretty excited to have this. And, you know, these are getting harder and harder to come by. So I'm pretty excited. And also, my new Jordan Peterson book came in the mail, which I'm going to actually bring this up later in the show because it kind of... It pertains to one of the stories, and this just came out. Excited to check this book out. All right, Beyond Order. 12 more rules. Originally, there was like, I don't know, a lot of different rules, and he tried to boil them down to 12 for the first book, and now he's come out with the second book. So I'm very excited about that. Anyway, so let's get into these subjects, huh? I guess I have to read from this monitor today, which for some odd reason my OBS has swapped monitors. I don't know how this happens. It's probably because I was trying to fit, you know, switch out the monitors. Anyway, let's get into this. Check this out. This is a tweet from Greg Abbott. Just announced Texas is open 100%. Everything, period. Just capitalized everything. 100% everything is open. I also ended the statewide mask mandate. This is actually from the man himself. Let's give you guys full screen here. Can you guys hear this? I don't think you guys can hear this. Well, even if you can't hear it, it's fine. It's basically him just saying, "Look, we're open up everything. We're done with this. Everything's open, 100%. Small businesses, any business, 100% open. You can't tell people to put a mask on. It's just like, oh dang, like he's going nuts." There's a little article about it. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Tuesday said he planned to open the state next week 100%, roughly a year after the coronavirus pandemic broke out throughout the U.S. Abbott issued an executive order that rescinded many of the state's previous orders, allowing all businesses in the state to fully reopen and revoking the statewide mask mandate as of next Wednesday, the 10th of March. To be clear, COVID has not, like, suddenly disappeared. Abbott cautioned during a press conference at a restaurant in Lubbock, Texas, on Tuesday. COVID still exists in Texas and the United States and across the globe, but it is clear from the recoveries, the vaccinations, and from the reduced hospitalizations and from safe practices Texans are using that the state mandates are no longer needed. I'm going to take a quick second right here to just clap for you, Governor Abbott. Thank you so much. I mean, we've got other states that are doing this too, but this is a huge state. This is Texas we're talking about. And as Quarter Black Garrett was on my show last night, we talked about Texas is awesome. And it's also, because it's such a huge population, it's kind of like, you know, one of the popular kids in school doing something where everyone's like, oh, that's cool to do that? It's okay to do that now? I mean, North Dakota, they said mask mandates are illegal, unconstitutional, so they're not going to do that anymore. We got Florida, I believe, is also kind of like we don't wear masks, like we're doing whatever, normal. But people, I mean, everyone makes fun of Florida. No offense, Floridians. I have good memories in Florida. I also have very bad memories in Florida. And also, some of my best friends live in Florida. Shout out to the Fern, wearing his beanie right now. Anyway, let's continue. I just wanted to clap for him because that was awesome. Abbott pointed to a number of positive statistics as he detailed the state's reopening plans, including a reduction in active COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations, and the lowest positivity rate the state has seen in months. He also noted that the vaccine is a big contributing factor to the state's ability to safely reopen, saying that health experts expect 7 million shots to have been distributed in the state by next Wednesday. Within a few months, Abbott said, it is expected that anyone who wants to receive a shot will be able to do so. Businesses are able to limit capacity or implement additional safety protocols if they choose to do so. Abbott also said Texans should continue following the appropriate health guidance. The executive order allows a county judge to implement COVID-19 mitigation strategies if hospitalizations rise above 15% of the hospital bed capacity in any region for 7 consecutive days. However, no one is allowed to be jailed for not following county orders, Abbott said, nor can be penalized for imposing for failure to wear a face mask. Gavin Newsom quickly responded to the announcement on Tuesday, calling it absolutely reckless. In a Twitter post, Newsom has leaned towards stricter guidance in California's pandemic response. My goodness. Abbott's latest directive will go into effect on Wednesday, March 10th. President Donald Trump declared the coronavirus pandemic a national emergency March 13th, 2020. So it was nearly a year ago. Yes, Gavin Newsom. My goodness. Absolutely reckless. Really? Is it reckless? Oh, Siraj, thank you for coming in. Absolutely reckless. This is the best. Someone's like, why would you? Can you explain why criticizing Texas' decision to end the mask mandate as list-worthy? And he does the best response. It begins with F and ends with wrench laundry. Yes, French laundry. That's when Gavin Newsom didn't follow his own mandates and went out to hang out at a lobbyist for a lobbyist's birthday. Oh, but it was one of my best friends. Yeah, yeah. It's also a lobbyist that has been lobbying you to make moves and changes, Gavin Newsom, that rules for thee, but not for me. Yeah, you remember that? That's Gavin Newsom. People don't like you, Gavin. That's why there's almost 1.8 million signatures to get him recalled. Dude might actually get recalled, and I hope he does, because he doesn't deserve it. Everyone's like, well, you know, look at this. Dude gave $1 billion to China. Okay, a Chinese company. The CCP can take literally any company in China that they want. So what's the difference? He makes a deal with China for $1 billion last year to get masks. To get masks. But this was at a time when they were saying the masks were useless. I don't know if you remember. I do. The beginning of the pandemic in March. Well, you don't have to wear masks. Don't worry about it. No one should be wearing masks. No one should be walking around. This is what Fauci was saying. This is what the CDC was saying. This is what the Attorney General, or not the Attorney General, the Surgeon General was saying. They came out saying, don't wear masks. Pelosi was like, yeah, walk around Chinatown. De Blasio was like, yeah, yeah, don't stop what you're doing. Go out and everything's going to be fine. It's not a big deal. Trump's fear-mongering by shutting down the border. Biden called him xenophobic. It's like, gosh, and they switched so fast. They were like, actually, we can make them wear 2 masks. Yeah, my thing with masks is like, if you're sick, wear a mask. If you fear getting sick, wear a mask. Because if a mask works, you don't have to fear if other people are not wearing a mask because you have a mask on. Right? Look, whatever. I wear a mask when I go into a store. If it's not mandated, I'm not going to wear a mask anymore because I'm not afraid of the virus. I'm young and I'm healthy. Or at least I try to be. You know, and it's like, I'm fairly healthy. I'm fairly certain I'm going to beat it if I get it. I'm not afraid of it. If you're afraid of it, wear a mask. Nothing wrong with wearing a mask. I'm not making fun of the people who want to wear masks for themselves. I make fun of the people that screech at other people for not wearing masks when they themselves are wearing a mask. What do you have anything to worry about? God, it's ridiculous. Look at this. No mask, 1 mask, 2 masks, 3 masks. It's kind of fitting, right? Because I'm going to go into Dr. Seuss in a little while. I'm going to put a pin on that. But this is serious, though. They're actually... out in the UK, they're advising people to wear masks with 3 layers. So now, are you saying that, you know, 1 mask has 3 layers, or you wear like the N95 over with a cloth and then with another cloth something over it? What is the idea here? Is that what you want us to wear? Multiple masks? Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. This mask thing is just getting out of hand. They've gone back and forth so many times over the last year. It's just kind of bonkers. I'm kind of getting sick of it. I'm sick of it. So congrats to Texas. They are opening up. I'm really happy for my Texan friends. I've got some good friends out in Texas. And Texas is a cool place. I've always enjoyed my time in Texas. I've spent some time there. And it's a great place. It's actually the last place I had meat. Random side tidbit. I had a, what did I have? I don't know, some pork sausage. It was delicious, mind you. And it was just the last time I ate meat was in Texas. So it's fitting, right? I mean, Texas, everything's better in Texas. So it's like I had a high bar before I haven't, and since I haven't. don't start, let's not, I don't want to start talking about that. It's just a random thought that popped in my head. Anyway, Texas is cool. Congratulations, Texas. I'm really happy for you. You guys are great. And, good for you, Greg Abbott. Appreciate it. Anyway, let's talk about Dr. Seuss, shall we? Now, this is ridiculous. The cancel culture has come for Dr. Seuss. That's right. They're going after Dr. Seuss. He has some controversial imagery that they think is not okay. In fact, the White House has removed Dr. Seuss from the annual like children's reading. What is this? It is a Saki Punt's question about Dr. Seuss being left out of the reading proclamation. Right. So, and this Dr. Seuss has been a part of this for the past two administrations. So even Obama didn't have an issue with, and now I say even Obama because he's a person of color, which I don't even like this. And I Zuby posted something today about why we shouldn't use the term person of color. It's actually fantastic. And I, you know what? I'm just going to bring it up because it's so good. And I'm like, yes, Zuby is a boss, man. I would love to have him on my show. Zuby, if you want to come on my show, please do. It would be fantastic. Let's see, where did he post it? Anyway, so he was having a conversation with Ben Shapiro, and Ben Shapiro was talking about the term people of color, and he was explaining something. Zuby's like, you know what? I don't even like that term. And he goes on to explain, because it's only a term for non-white person. There's no term for non-black person or non- You know, I don't know. It's like he's like it's basically only used for Klansmen and far left extremists. They're the only people that feel the need to use this and segregate themselves. And I was just like, dang, like that is fire. Yeah, here it is right here. I mean, I can't play it because I don't know why my sound's not doesn't seem to work for you guys. Anyway, shout out to Zuby because that dude is a boss. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked here. So Dr. Seuss, it's his birthday today, mind you. March 2nd. He's a Pisces. Shout out to fellow Pisces. It's also my birthday week. Dr. Seuss's birthday is today, and it's celebrated March 2nd, and it's his birthday. Congratulations. Happy birthday. You're canceled. They're now going to burn your books, and all of your fun characters that you've built throughout the years, and Cat in the Hat, which came out in the 50s, and is still one of the biggest kids stories out there. Well, now we got this interesting article about the surprisingly radical politics of Dr. Seuss. This does a good job of explaining kind of what's going on here. There's a healthy dollop of wisdom percolating through the slapstick silliness and anarchic absurdity of Dr. Seuss. More perhaps than any other children's author, the musings of the U.S. writer and illustrator Theodore Seuss Geisel, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but who adopted the pen name Dr. Seuss while at college, amount to a kind of philosophy. It's one that has been entered popular consciousness, contributing to pop song lyrics, and even being cited by a Supreme Court judge. Yet there's also a political edge to Dr. Seuss that is often overlooked. Seuss wrote and illustrated more than 60 books, which have sold over 600 million copies. His most famous, The Cat in the Hat, 1957, reveals many of his signature flourishes. A delight in words for their own sake, creating more or ever more surreal combinations through surprising rhymes, drawing of fantastical figures, and complicated inventions, and a questioning of the values and conventions of adults. And here he is with his book, Cat in the Hat. This is actually in 1957. Arguing in a 1959 Life magazine interview that kids can see a moral coming a mile off and they gag at it, Seuss chose humor over dogmatism. There was a time, however, when he combined the two, and many believe it was during this period that the essential elements of Dr. Seuss emerged. The surreal rhyming verse and strange creatures that populated his children's book, whales with long eyelashes, goats joined at the beard, many-legged cows, find their roots in his World War II propaganda cartoons. Dr. Seuss, beloved purveyor of genial rhyming nonsense for beginning readers, stuff about cats and hats and foxes and socks, started as a feisty political cartoonist who exhorted America to do battle with Hitler. Yeah, right, exclaimed Art Spiegelman, the graphic novelist who created a mouse, in the foreword of a 1999 book. Historian Richard Miner, Dr. Seuss Goes to War, features nearly 200 cartoons that were left unseen for half a century. Cartoons help redraw the beloved king of the kooky. Here is one of them. It's a whale drawn in 1941, The Isolationist. Said a whale, there is so much commotion, such fights among fish in the ocean. I'm saving my scalp, living high on an Alp. Dear Lindy, he gave me the notion. All right, interesting. And they get pretty crazy here. Fair warning. All right, I'm just giving you a fair warning. Check this out. Describing Dr. Seuss' wartime output as a very impressive evidence of cartooning as an art of persuasion, Spiegelman explains how they rail against isolationism, racism, and anti-Semitism with a conviction and fervor lacking in most other American editorial pages of the period. Virtually the only editorial cartoons outside the communist and black press that decried the military Jim Crow policies and Charles Lindbergh anti-Semitism, Dr. Seuss, he argues, made these drawings with a fire of honest indignation and anger that fuels all real political art. Between January 1941 and January 1943, Seuss created more than 400 political cartoons for the left-wing Daily New York newspaper, PM. He attacked the America First policies espoused by Lindbergh and others who wanted to prevent U.S. entering World War II. He lampooned Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Benito Mussolini and pleaded for racial tolerance. Not really what you expected to hear. The head eats, the rest get milked. They're very spicy, these. My goodness. Can't take the V. You can't build a substantial V out of turtles. Dawdling producers. Through these cartoons, we see Seuss develop his goofily surreal vision while he delivers the ethical goods, argued Spiegelman. The unique galumphing menagerie of Seussian fauna, the screwball humor and themes that later enraptured millions, came into focus in these early drawings that were done with urgency on a very short deadlines. According to Miner, most of Seuss's later books, barring the ones teaching children to read, are political in some way. They can contain features that can be traced back to the wartime cartoons. One depicting a whale stranded on a mountain in a parody of American isolationists later appeared in the 1955 book On Beyond Zebra. Another showing a cow with many udders to represent conquered European nations being milked by Hitler. Also featured in the same book, a cartoon satirizing dawdling wartime producers with a teetering tower of turtles was replaced in Seuss's 1958 book, Yertle the Turtle. That book itself is a political parable. Not many people know that when he first drew Yertle, it had a Hitler mustache. So Yertle was Hitler, Richard Miner told BBC Culture. The story has been seen as poking fun at all despots, with one journalist arguing in 2003 that its final lines appear as much to Saddam Hussein as they once did to the European fascists. Another claims that its warning on the dangers of overreaching is an important lesson for business. More recently, critics of rising American nationalism have shared Dr. Seuss's cartoons. The message in his stories help explain the enduring power of Dr. Seuss as much as his humor and poetry. Here we have some more here. As Spiegelman argues, the wartime cartoons make us more aware of the political messages often embedded within the sugar pill of Dr. Seuss's signature zaniness. While Yertl is an anti-fascist tale, The Sneetches, 1953, tells a story about a discrimination based on stars worn on the bellies of birds. What are those stars, asks Spiegelman, if not Magen David's? And The Lorax is one of the most powerful environmental fables of the 20th century. Published in 1971, the year after the celebration of First Earth Day, it has been described in Nature magazine as a kind of silent spring for the playground set, teaching generations of children about ecological ruin brought on by greed, and offering lessons of environmental policy today. Meanwhile, the Butter Battle Book is a parable about arms races, in particular mutually assured destruction. According to Spiegelman, its polemic for nuclear disarmament created a blizzard of controversy when it first appeared in 1984. While reflecting the concerns of the Cold War era, it is also timeless satire, depicting a deadly conflict caused by something trivial, in this case, toast. It recalls a war in Gulliver's Travels sparked by an argument over how to crack an egg. On the offense, one problematic issue in Dr. Seuss's wartime cartoons is touched upon in Horton Hears a Who. The Japanese cartoons are horribly narrow and racist and stereotyped, said Minier. The supporter of the mass incarceration of Japanese Americans, Seuss used offensive stereotypes to caricature the Japanese in his cartoons, leading to accusations that he was racist. I think he would find a legitimate criticism because I remember talking to him about at least once and him saying that things were done a certain way back then. Ted Owens, a great nephew of Gazelle, told the New York Times, characterizations were done, and he was a cartoonist, and he tended to adopt those. I know later in his life, he was not proud of those at all. Seuss followed up in a 1976 interview for his former college, Dartmouth, with a handwritten note in which he partially apologized for the cartoons. He says, "When I look at them now, they're hurriedly and embarrassingly badly drawn, and they're full of many snap judgments that every political cartoonist has to make. The one thing I do like about them, however, is their honesty and their frantic fervor. I believed the U.S. would go down the drain if we listened to the American first-isms. I probably was intemperate in my attacks on them, and they almost disarmed this country at the time. It was obviously about to be destroyed, and I think I helped a little bit. Not much, but some, in stating the fact that we were in a war, and we damned well better ought to do something about it." And then even here it says, this is obviously Hitler wrapping up a package of race hatred, my annual gift to civilization, and he's basically calling the U.S. out for not helping. And that's kind of what he was doing. He was against Hitler, And so it's interesting how he was calling out the people in America that was like, well, we don't need to get involved in this, so, you know, we shouldn't. And it's like, well, we should have, because who knows if we didn't get into that war, like, what would have happened if they won, you know? According to Minier, Horton Hears a Who was an apology of sorts for his anti-Japanese cartoons. It was written soon after the war and after a visit to Japan. He doesn't come out and explicitly say he's recanting his earlier views, but it's a very different take. In 1954, book is a parable about post-war relations between the U.S., Japan, and the Soviet Union, promoting equal treatment with the line, "A person's a person, no matter how small." Seuss was engaged in propaganda during his war years. One superior officer described him as in an evaluation as a personal zealot. As many are put, he worked for a couple of years with Frank Capra on Why We Fight series, which is a documentary film propaganda. If you look at them now, they're sort of a piece with the wartime cartoons. This is more of these cartoons here. He simplified things. This was a part of the wartime experience. By the time he came out of World War II, there was a focus that hadn't been there before. It continued into his later children's books. The books themselves are, in the broader sense, propaganda, argument, persuasion. And this is looks like some sort of quote. Well, I'll just keep reading because they always take it out of here. Although Dr. Seuss insisted he never started out with a moral in his children's stories, he did say there's an inherent moral in any story. Often he was able to use his humor to mask what could be weighty topics. He's a genius that way, argues Minier. He was very conscious of what he was doing, what he was trying to do. Even The Cat in the Hat had a political edge. In Jonathan Cott's 1983 collection of interviews, Piper at the Gates of Dawn, Seuss said in response to the suggestion that some of his books are subversive, "I'm subversive as hell. I've always had a mistrust of adults." Hilaire Belloc, in these writings I liked a lot, was radical. Gulliver's Travels was subversive, and both Swift and Voltaire influenced me. The Cat in the Hat is a revolt against authority, but it ameliorated by the fact that the cat cleans up everything in the end. Spiegelman finds a precursor to the cat's red and white striped hat in the headgear on the bird Seuss drew to depict the U.S. in his political cartoons. Seuss himself didn't necessarily see a huge disconnect between what he was doing during the war and what he did afterwards. Children's literature, as I write it, and as I see it as satire, to a great extent, satirizing the mores and the habits of the world. He is quoted in Kant's book. There's Yertle the Turtle, which was modeled on the rise of Hitler, and then there's The Sneetches, which was inspired by my opposition to anti-Semitism. These books come from the part of my soul that started out to be a teacher. Their cartoons offer us richer understanding on one of the best-selling children's authors of all time. He revealed, when discussing the Butter Battle book in 1984, interview for US Today, "I don't think my book is going to change society, but I'm naive enough to think that society will be changed by examination of ideas through books and press, and that the information can prove to be greater than the dissemination of stupidity." Now that line is fantastic. I'm going to read that one more time. This is a quote directly from him. "I don't think my book is going to change society, but I'm naive enough to think that society will be changed by examination of ideas through books and the press, and that information can prove to be greater than the dissemination of stupidity." Why do you think they want to get rid of books? Why do they want to get rid of books? They wanted to get rid of this book. When Jordan Peterson announced this book, Beyond Order, which is his second in the series of 12 Rules for Life, then 12 More Rules for Life, they considered him, you know, I mean, if you listen to Jordan Peterson at all, you know he's certainly not anything that they call him. But he pokes holes in everything that their entire ideology, and he's an incredible person for doing so. So when he announced this, they wanted to burn this book. They were trying to get the company that was going to produce this book to cancel it outright. Well, it didn't work. I have it in my hand. But now they're doing that with Dr. Seuss. And in fact, this is a tweet from Chrissy Mayer just doing, they were all sold out of Fahrenheit 451, so I got these instead. She's a jokester. And so they won't be published anymore. And to think I saw it on Mulberry Street, on Beyond Zebra, which we heard, it was actually basically based on some of his political stuff. Scrambled Eggs Super, The Cat's Quizzer, McElliott's Pool, If I Ran the Zoo. Some of these books are now going on eBay for $200, $300. I mean, I just checked it out just to see. And it's pretty insane. But look at this. She actually grabbed some of these. So good for you, Chrissy. Good for you. I guess she's going to be live stream reading them, which is kind of cool because it looks like people are going to have a hard time finding them. Now, I'm going to show you one of his political cartoons that is actually very racist. No joke. Now, this is a warning. I have changed this. I took out one of the words because it's rather terrible. Like, I'm kind of appalled by this, and I feel like I need to show it because it's terrible. And this is, you know, so all the things that Dr. Seuss may have said, this cartoon, I am not okay with. And it's bad. All right, so it starts out innocent enough, right? Pick out fly for your ointment. First class monkey wrench to throw in your machinery. This size haystack takes a needle whatever. And then this is terrible. Take home a high grade N-word. Straight up had the word written there for your woodpile. This is disgusting. Like, and I'm not going to show it anymore. Yeah, trigger warning. Straight up. But that's a Dr. Seuss, man. That's a cartoon from Dr. Seuss. So, I mean, he may claim he's not racist, but that's pretty bad, dude. Dr. Seuss, man. Dude, what are you doing, man? That's pretty bad. My goodness. And then we got this green eggs and white fragility, which is kind of pretty funny. Then we got Horton Hears a Microaggression by Dr. Seuss. Like, some of these. So you see that, you can see that article or that cartoon, it's bad. All right. Granted, it's not in any of the, what's it called? Books that he wrote for kids that are being canceled, but they're trying to cancel this dude. Now, I guess it's like, what do you, what do you think? You know, do you burn his books when they're really not bad for kids? Now, obviously, I don't have a Cat in a Hat to peruse through and show you, but I mean, as we can see, clearly there are some racy things that he put out there. You know, I'm sick of the, well, it was a different time. It's like, okay, yeah, it was a different time, but still it's pretty bad. I don't know. You know, do we cancel everyone that, someone just said, I believe that last cartoon wasn't racist. It was criticizing racists. And actually, that's kind of the idea I got from his political cartoons. You know, he was basically calling out the America Firstists, because back in the early 40s, those people didn't want to go to war. They were like, it's none of our business. Let them kill each other. Like, we don't want to go fight against these atrocities that Hitler's doing in Germany right now. Kind of like what's going on in China right now. We have people that are like, what do we have to do with, Biden himself straight up said, it's a cultural norm over in China that, this what's going on in with the Uyghur population. So you're telling me, Biden, you're actually America Firstist in the classical sense. We shouldn't get involved because it's none of our business what's going on there in China. Like, that is ridiculous to me. So ridiculous, especially when we got this kind of stuff. Look at this. China plans to release report on human rights violation in the U.S. What? Oh, that's rich. That's rich. Check us out. China is set to release a report on alleged human rights violations in the United States in an apparent move to deflect the international criticism of its Uyghur concentration camps in Xinjiang province. On Monday, Chinese State Council Information Office said that it plans to release a report titled The Report on Human Rights Violations in the United States in 2020. According to The Office, the document will be around 15,000 Chinese characters and detail facts, of like facts as in quotes, regarding Washington's failures to contain the coronavirus pandemic. This is rich. All right, there's a few things that I have to say here, but I'm gonna finish reading it, and then I'm gonna respond here. The document describes Washington's pandemic response as an incompetent pandemic containment leading to tragic outcomes, American democracy disorder triggering political chaos, ethnic minorities suffering racial discrimination, continuous social unrest threatening public security, growing polarization between the rich and the poor, aggravating social inequality, the U.S. trampling on international rules resulting in humanitarian disasters, according to the Chinese state propaganda outlet CGTN. The Chinese outlet stated that the United States reached the grim milestone of 500,000 coronavirus deaths in February. The report attributed the great loss of the Americans to its government's mishandling of COVID-19. The CGTN goes on to cite President Joe Biden, who said there's more lives lost to this virus than any other nation on earth, in reference to the number of deaths in the United States. God, I have to respond to this. I'm gonna finish reading this. But the death numbers were pumped. Cuomo is facing allegations. Whitmer is now facing allegations. They sent sick people into these nursing homes and killed more people than were necessary. Some of the numbers project up to 40% of all COVID deaths were from these five different governors: Newsom, Murphy, Wolf, Whitmer, and Cuomo. All right, sending sick patients into nursing homes and getting old people killed. It's ridiculous. And that's, so the numbers aren't 500,000. Look at the flu deaths. They're practically nothing. COVID-19 solved the flu. The flu is no longer an issue. We had people getting hit by buses, COVID death. Motorcycle accidents, COVID deaths. False positives, people that they thought had COVID, but actually it was just heart disease, which is one of the number one causes of death in America. Okay, so the death numbers by themselves are a lie. It's fake. Okay, I'm sick of this. They keep spouting it like, oh, the insurrection. He said there's good people on either side. It's like all these just lies and they just run with it. I'm so sick of it. All right. Anyway, I'm gonna get back to this. The document will go into detail about the disorder in American democratic institutions that has led to political chaos and further tore the fabric of society apart. The document claims that hate crimes against ethnic minority groups in the United States are the result of systemic racial discrimination, apparently using the American left's words to condemn the United States. How dare you, China? Are you kidding me? You're going to say that we have a systemic racial problem? Sorry, no, that's the media pushing that down everyone's throats. If you look at any of the statistics about what is actually going on with systemic racism here in the country, it's all lies. It's all BS. And it's all being used to manipulate people's emotions. The people that are whipping up in a frenzy screech the loudest, okay, and succumb to this manipulation. China themselves spent over $6 million in our media over the past or the 6 months prior to the election. It's partly your fault, China. That is ridiculous. All right, that they have, and then what they're doing with the Uyghur population, man, they're basically exterminating them. They have concentration camps right now, and they're going to call us out. They're going to say we've got an issue with systemic discrimination when you guys are putting people in camps. I'm. It's ridiculous. My goodness. And it continues here. The document claims that black people are discriminated against in Washington's handling of the pandemic. Wait, the handling of the pandemic discriminated against black people? Oh, please, please tell me how that makes sense. Arguing that black people have been disproportionately afflicted by pandemics throughout history. What does that have to do with this pandemic? I hope they get to it. Playing its woke card, China claims that people of color were also unjustly treated by American police, and even cites statistics showing that black people are 3 times more likely to be killed by police. It also goes into detail about George Floyd and the protests that ignited in the wake of its death, citing leftist advocacy group Mapping Police Violence. Wow. So they're using leftist talking points almost as if the left and China are working together. Who would have ever guessed that? Who's been saying that for like 8 months since he became politically aware? Maybe a year now. Man, has it been a year? It's March. I was doing the show for over a month, and I started doing my research about a year ago. Yeah, that was me. That was me. I was talking about them working with China, and China working with these far leftists, because that's what they're trying to do. Undermine our society. Say that we have a problem in our society. The Constitution is an issue. We need to really reevaluate the Constitution. It's like, no. It's you all that and what you're doing that we need to reevaluate. China also appears to be using democratic talking points by blaming gun violence on the proliferation of firearms in the United States, stating that gun trade and shooting incidents also reached a historical high throughout the year. Wait a minute. Now China is trying to get us to give up our guns? Why would they want that? Why do you think that's a thing? Why do you think China wants us to not have so many guns? Maybe because it's a huge problem for them to think that they can take us over. Yeah, because we are armed. I'm armed. Come at me, China. That's what they want. It says, the report added that the people are losing confidence in the social order. No, they're losing confidence in the media and in the people that are very clearly working with you, China. That's what we have lack of confidence in, is the people that have been sitting in office for 40 years, almost 50 years, some of them 50 years, doing nothing but stuffing your money in their pockets. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing right now. The average citizen going, what is going on with this? When is enough? Enough! My goodness. This is craziness. Finally, the report draws attention to the rising poverty and inequality in the United States, claiming that the vulnerable groups are the biggest victims in the U.S. government's mishandling of the pandemic. The reports also criticize the unilateralism, isolationism, and American First policies boasted by the U.S. and its untimely actions, such as imposing sanctions wantonly, bullying and threatening international organizations, and treating asylum seekers cruelly. Oh my gosh! You mean like sanctioning you, China, and putting, you know, tariffs on you because you have no environmental care? You don't care. You have slave labor right now. You're actually doing human rights violations on your citizens right now for America companies. American companies are using you. Nike, I see you, Nike. Yeah, that's right. Calling you NBA, covering up for the China, the big old Chinese money, filling your pockets. Yeah, dude, I'm sick of this Chinese stuff, man. Here's a great little article, right? 10 astounding facts about human rights violations in China. Oh, that says China, right? Not America? Yeah, that's right. That's China. Okay, let's read about this. Let me zoom in a little bit so you can see a little better there. Okay. 10 facts. Number one, authorities control citizens' internet use by blocking social media sites and restricting news publications. Any news reporting that slanders the country's political system is typically shut down. The government also adopted Blue Shield filtering software to document websites visited by users. A cybersecurity law was implemented in June 2017 requiring all internet companies working in China to regulate content for Chinese citizens. Well, you don't have freedom there. Freedom of the internet, freedom of speech. No. You're not allowed to slander the country's political system. How dare you? Shutting it down. The government only allows 5 officially recognized religions in approved religious sites. No freedom of religion there? Let's keep talking about America, huh? Yeah, sure. In February 2018, a revised regulations on religious affairs was established. The revision invested all control over religious activities to the government, including finances, personnel appointments, and publications. The law also states a goal of restraining infiltration and extremism, which could enforce a limitation on religious freedom for Tibetan Buddhists and Uyghur Muslims. Huh. You don't say. You're not even allowed to do what you want. You know, worship who you feel is who you want, you know, to worship. No? Huh. Let's see here. Although labor laws allow trade union organization and elections of trade union committees, the government still controls these rights. Workers cannot vote for trade unions, while the right to strike usually goes unacknowledged. According to various human rights groups, China violates workers' freedom of association. This is due to China's prohibition of independent union organization, organizing, and trade union law. This law requires the All China Federation of Trade Unions to maintain communist leadership. In 2017, China ranked 100 among 144 countries of gender parity for the ninth year in a row. According to the party Congress, there is a substantial absence of women in chief political positions. Females in China are more likely to experience domestic violence, sexual assault, and harassment, and workplace discrimination, which can increase their chances of becoming impoverished. However, it is difficult for women to overcome such barriers since the government does not favor women's rights activism. Huh. And then, of course, we got Uyghurs, Tibet, and Tibetan-populated areas endure higher poverty rates, displacement, discrimination, and cruel human rights issues. According to the UN Special Rapporteur, the situations of Tibetans and Uyghurs is deeply problematic. Similar to most Chinese citizens, ethnic minorities do not have the right to freedom of religion, expression, and peaceful assembly. Over 150 Tibetans have and continue to protest repressive laws by self-immolation, which is setting yourself on fire, which is terrible. Authorities continue to conduct politically motivated prosecutions. After a national crackdown in July 2015, over 250 human rights protesters were detained, nine of which were convicted of subverting state power. Some detainees admit to being tortured or forced to confess. Though many have since been released, they continue to be isolated and monitored. Lawyers of protesters are often harassed and intimidated by authorities. Number seven, about 500,000 individuals are currently detained without trial, charge, or access to legal aid. The government uses re-education camps through labor to arrest individuals without a trial. Usual targets of RTL include petitioners, protesters, and those practicing an unrecognized religion. Black jails and mental health institutions are types of illegal detentions that are utilized by authorities. China is currently the leading executioner in the world. For decades, China imposed the death penalty for nonviolent crimes and unfair trials. In March 2017, the president of the Supreme People's Court said that capital punishment was only applied to an extremely small number of criminals for extremely severe offenses. However, China's statistics on death penalties remain classified and authorities fail to release numerical data. China is accepting help from the UN in addressing human rights issues. In 2016, the government formed the policy paper New Progress in Judicial Protection of Human Rights in China. The policy paper addresses the human rights issues and suggests potential developments. After inviting the UN to support the initiative, the UN agreed and made visits to China. The human rights in China works to promote human rights and hold the government accountable. The HRIC is an NGO that uses advocacy and policy engagement to give citizens voices and improve human rights protection. Its advocacy programs aid individual casework and long-term reforms. By advocating both domestically and globally, HRIC promotes international NGOs, the business community, multiple stakeholders, groups, and results-oriented government engagement. All right, look, I have a headache from China, the hypocrisy of China trying to shove it down, like point the finger at us, say that it's our fault, that we're the ones with the issue, like that's rich, man. That's insane. They really think that we're the problem, that we have issues. And it's like, really, I think the bell curve of humans in probably China too can't stand the CCP, all right? And for that comparison, most people in the middle, the bell curve of Americans, probably can't stand the government because the government does whatever they want. Look at the hypocrisy of the governors. Gavin Newsom, he's saying, well, I mean, it's despicable. What did he say? It's absolutely reckless that these people would lift the mask mandates when he himself was seen without a mask, out and about. Like, dude, you can't even follow your own rules. What is this? It's ridiculous. That's what it is. I can't stand it. Anyway, let's get into some super chats, and hope you guys are having a good time today. I'm having a fun spicy time, huh? anyway, let's see here. All right, so let's see what we've got here. Mark G, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Mark G says, freedom! Now let's text it until the federal government gets their act together and gives power back to the states. No, we need Texas to be the leading example of what to do. That's what we need. We need them to show the rest of the states that this is how it should be done, right? This is the way it should be done. Graf von Tyrell, it's been a while. How you doing? Biden excuses China's human rights abuses while enabling the weirdos canceling Dr. Seuss. And anyone okay with all of this has smoked too much of that who hash. Yeah, maybe that's true. Maybe that's the case. Zacchaeus and Brannigan Deeds, leaving Portland, Oregon for Texas. No more riot BS for me. Thank you, Zacchaeus. And I actually just read your message on somewhere. I didn't respond, but I did read it. And I said, hey, I want to say good for you on, moving forward. And you know, I think you were starting a podcast or something. It's I'm pretty cool. White Lasagna says, USPS still hasn't gotten me my Krigler coffee, so I ordered another Catalyst blend to see which one shows up first. This is why mail-in voting is sus. I will agree. And of course, White Lasagna has spoken. He, in fact, did get me this die. You know the deal. It has been rolled. All right. You guys know the deal. The dice has been rolled. I'm going to spin this here UFO for you. And all right. The UFO is spinning. The dice has been rolled. I'm waiting for your guesses onto what it is. And right. Courtney says 11 out of the top 15 top bestsellers on Amazon are Dr. Seuss's books, and also Jordan Peterson's book is number 11. Boom! Because people are against book burnings. They don't like it. How do you know what hate speech is if you don't have something to compare it to show what hate speech is? All right, we got a winner. We got Blue Ford Focus. Blue Ford Focus, congratulations. It was number 2. You got it first. Congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. Don't spend it all in the same place. Student of History says, China is like your addict friend saying you should stop drinking because it's bad for you. Texas, the freedom train is coming in hot. And have you heard the tale of Don Alejo? If not, you should, because he was a beast. I don't know who that is, but I will look it up after the show. Try to look up stuff after the show. I don't know what it is. All right, let's see here. Vash 1984 says, do people not understand how evil the nation of Japan was in the early 1900s? I'm thankful they have moderated and we are at peace now, but they allied with Hitler for something's sake. Don't forget history. No, I know that's true. People don't understand that Japan actually attacked us, and they Pearl Harbor, remember that? So they actually were taking, Japan was attacking China, they were attacking America, like they wanted to, good thing that they weren't, basically, they were working at the same time as the German era, what was going on there, but they weren't necessarily together, from what I know and understand. And for good. I'm glad they did, because who knows if they really were working together, right? Who knows what would have happened? But you know, so it was a different time. So they were the bad guys. You know, it's okay to say that Nazis were the bad guys, but Japan was doing the same thing at the same time. So okay, they didn't have internment camps and were killing off. Well, actually, I don't know. Maybe they did. But as far as the full comparison, you really can't do the comparison. But they were attacking us. They actually did attack us where Germany didn't. We got into the war because of Pearl Harbor. Chef de jour says, never fear. The Dems are here to save you from Miss Piggy, Dr. Seuss, and a plastic potato. Pay no attention to the torture camps in China. Right. Exactly. Don't look at that. Don't look at that. Mark G says, the stars are big and bright. Finish this lyric. I'm not a Texan. All right. The guy who likes Pringles says, hey, Adam, Pringles here. Texas is now a Nazi stronghold, of course, because they believe in liberty, freedoms, instead of authoritarian lockdowns and mandates. Is that what they're throwing away now? That throwing around that Texas is like that? It wouldn't surprise me. Socialism is for figs. Did everyone forget why positive tests are down across the board? They lowered the PCR percentages as soon as Trump left. Right, because they got in, and that's all they needed. Reveresco says, there are doctors making videos about how masks don't block viruses, but no, we must only believe the government. I know, it's ridiculous. Chef de jour says, I'm going to send you some beaver nuggets. Okay, interesting. They are not made of beaver. They are like popcorn meets Captain Crunch. All right, well, you're a chef. I'd look forward to that. Batgoat says, meat is murder. Unsub. Okay. I know you're joking, Batgoat. I would miss you if you were gone. Arcadian Twilight says, I have a few sayings that the virus made true. My rights and freedoms should never end where your fear and outrage begins. And don't be a maskhole. Yep. Angry Bellsprout says, just because Texas governor said no masks doesn't mean blue community communists won't keep oppressing their citizens and the military has their own wacky rules. True. That's the sad truth of this situation. Mark G says, oh, the people you'll cancel. There is canceling to be done. There are points to be scored. There are books to ban. The things you can do to be woke will make you the racist of all. Very nice, Mark G. I like it. Graf Fontiero again. Ever seen the Private Snafu cartoons? These are cartoons animated by Chuck Jones, written by Dr. Seuss, and designed to help instruct soldiers during World War II. Also slightly risque for the time. I haven't seen those, no. Mark G says, can we make the toothbrush mustache not a Hitler reference? Charlie Chapman rocked it too, although we never did see them in the same room. Charlie Chapman did have that mustache, and it's interesting because you look at Charlie Chapman and it's like, it doesn't look like the same, you know, but I don't know. Yeah, they actually just changed the Amazon logo, or was it Amazon? I think the Amazon logo, because it was like a smiley, you know, the Amazon smiley face thing, and then there was a little thing on the top middle, and I guess they were like, whoa, it totally looks like Hitler, so they, of course, changed the mustache. I don't understand. People are afraid to even say the man's name, too. Is that, like, frowned upon or something? I mean, I've watched a couple different videos of people talking about what was going on with Dr. Seuss, and it's like, we can't even say the man's name. I mean, he was a terrible human being that killed millions of people. It's like, why wouldn't we be able to say his name? Is that like suddenly, I don't know. You gotta be able to say the man's name, whatever. DJ Cogdell says, when is Donald Duck getting canceled? He was once literally depicted as a Nazi. Bugs Bunny cartoons during World War II also made fun of the Japanese. Right. I mean, it's just like, look at the time that they were there. We're not there anymore. We're in a different world right now. No one's doing those cartoons today. I'm not condoning them, but I didn't live back there. I live now. America Floats. What up, Adam? Great interview with Garrett last night. The American Floats channel overlapped a lot with your post, so maybe check it out. MAGA bro. Right on, American Floats. Keep on floating it. And thank you for that compliment. Yeah, Garrett was a fantastic ghost. I definitely agree with you. Andrew says books can be shared for free, last forever, less money. Yep, good point. Andrew again says, Dr. Seuss wouldn't agree with the commie agenda for kids. No, he would not. Socialism is for figs says, you need to stop, Adam. They are free acts in a free society. Get over it, please. Just stop. You think that is bad, then just say F our founders too. Wait, what are you referring to? Them canceling Dr. Seuss and burning books? I mean, sure, it's a free society, but getting rid of, say, this is like the argument saying, like, blocking someone versus getting someone canceled off a platform. Like, I'm allowed to block somebody. Like, I don't want to see you. I don't want to see what you have to say. I don't want you to be able to post on my stuff because you're an a-hole. So I'm going to block you. But if people are burning a book, then and trying to get rid of all copies of this book, that's like canceling someone completely. Like, look, if you don't like the book, you don't have to read it. All right? But if you don't want to read it, that doesn't mean that I shouldn't be able to read it if I want to read it. I think that's what you're referring to, socialism. I'm not sure. So sorry if that's, I'm not really exactly sure what you are referring to there. Master Dante said, as a colored man, I find those images hilarious. Older generations had different ideas from young people. Okay, right on. Mark G says, it was a different time, and yes, it's also wrong. Still, we can discern valuable information from these people. Nazis made NASA, and we still haven't canceled them. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Odra says, there's hypocrisy in Americans bringing up the Uyghurs camp in China while bombing the Middle East. Petrodollars got to be kept up. Thanks, Kissinger. Yeah, and I don't agree with that either. I think it's ridiculous that we bombed Syria. We bombed Syria because something that happened in Iraq? What? You know, it's like, the more I find out about it, it's like, dude, get out of here. It's ridiculous. Daniel says, 1-6-21, we did nothing wrong. 98% of us stayed outside and sang the national anthem and chanted USA. Here's for grip tape money. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate that. Yeah, I agree. On the 6th, it was like, they like to deny the fact that there was actual BLM in there and Antifa in there that we found out that were in there. And then there was a bunch of, you know, potheads that went in there. And then there was a couple of people that were actually defending that were in there that were also media. So it's like, who actually went into the Capitol building? Like, it's a mix of it. I think who said it? Eric July, maybe, or someone said it was like, we actually had unity that day. Because there was pretty much every group that was inside the Capitol. It wasn't just Trump supporters. It's ridiculous that that's the kind of stuff they're pushing still. Reveresco says, another reason we have more cases / death is that most other countries can buy hydroxychloroquine over the counter. Pump those numbers. Exactly. Hydroxychloroquine works. It works. It does. If you take it early on enough, it increases your chance of beating COVID, a significant advantage. And in those other countries, you can buy it over the counter. It's ridiculous. Let's see here. The Magnum Express, CCP trying to shift the blame? Wouldn't expect anything less from good old Winnie the Pooh swabber. Yeah, nice. Put a lot of stuff in there. Odra says, for more China stuff, pay attention to China Uncensored. Yeah, they're great. Sleazy said, just got your coffee delivered. Going to try it in a few minutes to stay up for my late shift. Also, Texans during the Chinese invasion, welcome to the cornfield, mother effa. Yeah, right. Hey, thank you for supporting my coffee company. I appreciate that, Sleazy, and I hope you enjoy the coffee. Guy who likes Pringles says, hey, Adam, Pringles again. Just a reminder, Taiwan, number one. Yeah, I mean, Taiwan is under pressure from China too, man. They're also part of it, man. Hong Kong, look at them. They're losing their democracy. It's crazy. Kaiser TV says, should do a deep dive on Socrates. You'd love it. Highlights why democracy is not a superior system to a republic. Right. We aren't a democracy. We were never a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. People, they get that wrong. They're trying to turn us into a democracy, It's ridiculous. Skinny in the chat saying, Adam is telling people to shoot up and guzzle bleach. What are you talking about, Skinny? You're ridiculous. Hydroxychloroquine is not, it happens to be in a fish cleaning, but it's also an over-the-counter drug that has been used for over 30 years. Okay? Do some research, please. You're embarrassing yourself. Let's see. Tracy Nolan says, do a deep dive into the connection between the Nuremberg laws and the Democrats/KKK. Interesting. Josh and Jesus says, do you see the video where Antifa tries to loot in a Spanish Cobra's neighborhood? I'm gonna put him on the local. I put it on the locals page like a month ago. I didn't see that. I didn't. But what do they do? Just get totally booted off? The Art Heretic says, would you ever be willing to do a deep dive on Hitler? Probably not. Would be helpful for you and your normie viewers to understand what drives someone down that path and how history is repeating itself once again. Yeah, I don't really want to do that. I you know, it's like if I'm gonna do a deep dive, I want to do it on something that's gonna help. Like, you're right. It is good to understand, you know, but meh. I know it's like, I don't want to, yeah, and I'm not interested. I'm not interested. Jason Dixon says, today is Texas Independence Day. She's 185 today. Happy birthday, Texas. Texas will be free soon again. That's an interesting thing. I didn't know it was today. Today was Texas Independence Day. Huh, interesting. Interesting. Let's see here. Nate B says, I still bomb the streets of NYC daily on City Bike. Right on. Yeah. I used to bomb the streets all the time in New York. And in fact, one of my songs, Concrete Waves, is actually written about, rocking about New York. Let's see here. DJ Cogdell says, I still say you got to get Ryan Dawson on. He can explain the ins and outs of everything going on in the Middle East really easily. For a taste of what I'm talking about, watch his Daily Debate with Destiny. Ryan Dawson, that sounds familiar. Yeah, I will check him out after the show. Cool, thank you for that situation. All right, so I'm ending a little early today. That's fine. I've got to get this this monitor fixed and everything. And that was all my super chats. So there you have it. You know, I could probably play a tune or two, but maybe I will. Who knows? Who wants to hear a song? Do you guys even care? Yeah, skitching around in New York. Yep. I'm talking about skating around, Aaron. I loved skating around in New York, and it's a good place to skate, man. I mean, street skating in New York City, you can literally go everywhere and there's a spot. I mean, I miss that because it was basically a car. Like, I can't skate to the store right now. I'm like a couple miles at least to the closest store, you know, and then if I want to go to, you know, I don't know, a hardware store, it's even further away that I'd have to, you know, to be able to skate somewhere would take a lot. All right, everyone's honestly going nuts for a song. I saw a bunch of people asking for Freely. All right, maybe I'll play a song. Let's see. Audra says, smash the UFO. Wait a minute. And spin the like button? Wait, no. All right, look. Smash the like button and spin that UFO. Mark G says, song, Do the Forge, since you did, I did tease it at the beginning of the show. All right, look. And everybody, by the way, I'm going to be going live on my Twitch channel tonight playing some Valheim. I really do enjoy that game. Come on. We're good? Are you cool? All right. UFO's cool. All right. Let's see. I am going to play a song. Oh, Skinny's messing with me. That's all right. Yeah, I see comments and I just go with the flow. All right. I'm going to play a tune or two, maybe. I need to get the lyrics for Words in a Book. Does Tim even play music anymore? I heard him playing a little bit earlier today, but not live. I do miss our antics and the way that we flowed together on that show. Friday Night Jams. I go live on my Twitch channel around 10 p.m. This is The Forge. Actually, you know what? All right, that's whatever. I guess I'm good. This is the forge. You fear what you don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. You should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. You define who you are. You define who you are. Welcome to the forge. Or a curse, depending how you feel. Are you afraid of what they think? Are you here to entertain? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Welcome to the forge. It's really not the same without that whiskey shot, I'm telling you. Jason Dixon says, please get Donnie the Don on as a guest. Jason, I am happy to report she is joining me on my show next week. Very excited about it. So, yep, she will be on my show. Donnie the Don, she's running for mayor of Arlington. I believe she's running for mayor in Arlington, Texas. She's going to be on my show on Wednesday, the day that March 10th, the day it goes into effect, the mask mandate is over. Everything's going to be good and open. Very excited about it. This song is called Freely. Life sucks sometimes, but when you realize it's not so bad, just move along. What choice do you have? You choose where your mind spends all its time. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When you find a smile, naturally. That's the magic, don't forget it. It'll help you see. In the dark, in the night, when you're trying to find your way and you've lost your sight. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Yep, there we go. Mark G says, when's the album coming out, or did I miss it? No, I haven't actually put out an album yet. I definitely really need to do some work on getting it out there, getting my music out there. It's hard to set time to do that because I'm pretty set in my ways. Adam says, thanks for all you do, man. Keep up the good work. Miss you and Tim. Always fun to watch you guys. Thank you very much, Adam. I appreciate those kind words. You guys are... Thank you all for showing up for me every day, too. You guys are fantastic. And the reason I keep doing this is because you all keep showing up for me daily. And I appreciate that a lot. It is my birthday week, so I'm going to get off and go chill out a little bit and maybe figure out this dang monitor. My buddy actually sent me something that may actually have something to do with figuring it out because... I haven't been able to figure it out. All right, so thank you all for hanging out. It is the end of the show. I will be on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/AdamKrigler. Very easy to find me. It's just my name, Adam Krigler. I'm assuming you know it by this time, so you will see me later on my Twitch channel. I'll probably be playing some Valheim. I got this cool green screen now it's cool. I'm feeling a little bit more... professional on my Twitch channel. Kevin asks, I have a song request, Foreigner, Double Vision. Well, I don't play covers, so I only do it on my 100th episode, maybe my 200th episode I'll do it again. So all right, thank you all for showing up, smashing that like button. I appreciate you all. I'll see you all next time. Good night. Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.